Well, my story today is about a little African boy named Edward. He was a student at school. The missionaries used to come there and tell them the gospel. One day he wrote to the missionary and asked him for some gospel tracts. He read the tracts, he liked what he heard, then he asked for a Bible. And he got the Bible, and God blessed that Bible to that boy's heart. And as he read, he come to realize that Jesus was the Son of God, and he came from heaven to die on the cross for Edward the sinner. And as a poor sinner, he trusted the Lord Jesus as his Savior. Now, when you get saved, the Lord promises to bless you, but he doesn't always promise that things will go just the way you think they should go, and everything will be rosy-posy. Edward had his problems. His father and his mother, they were in the witchcraft. They told him if he continued to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they would have to cut off his tuition to school, they'd have to turn him out of their home, and they'd disown him altogether. Now the Bible says, cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he'll sustain you. So Edward cast his burden upon the Lord, and even though his parents did disown him and send him away, yet he still trusted the Lord to work. The Lord works in a strange way. How the Lord worked, one day his parents' hut caught on fire and it burned to the ground. As they were digging around in the ruins, they found some of Edward's tracts that were in a package and they hadn't burned. They opened them up and they read them. And God melted their hearts and God started working in their hearts. And they soon sent and told Edward to come home. And Edward took his Bible and told them of how the Lord Jesus had come into the world to die for them and how they too could be saved. Needless to say that Edward's parents trusted the Lord too, all because a boy who was saved cast his burdens upon the Lord, and the Lord sustained him, and the Lord heard him, and he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I hope, boys and girls, your parents are already saved. But if they aren't, that you'll pray for them and tell them about the Savior. And if you're not saved, that you'll take the Savior into your life. Tomorrow might be too late. Why not receive him, like Edward, as your Savior and be saved today? Thank you for listening.